There are some things that we have to take as human beings by faith. And the network, my dad used to call it the person-to-person human bridge to understanding. We don't all have to be at this point or that point or that point or the farthest point. All we have to be is in the system that works together. And I think power has allowed people to forget that our universe is intrinsically made in such a way that it all works together. And that we don't have to know that the wheel goes round over here to visualize the nature of the working of a wheel. So that I'm hoping that in the future there will be that the classroom situation can be a world condition. There's no reason why our kids can't go to Europe or wherever it is to learn about our environment, because that's part of our environment too. If something moves in Europe, we are changed here. If something moves in Alaska, we are changed here. And the thing of it is, we've denied it. We've denied the effect of those thousands of sheep that died in one of the Middle West states. We deny the fact that it affects us, that thousands of bird dies in Alaska. We deny the fact that thousands of bodies of human beings lie in the battlefields in Europe. And as long as it doesn't come near us, we deny those facts as they represent an affliction on us. But all of a sudden, we find that we have all kinds of sicknesses we never had. We have all kinds of mental dilemmas that we never had. And this is why we have lost contact in a spiritual and mental way, that we belong to a world system. And the system works together. We don't work a little bit over here all by ourselves. And so I believe that, I suppose this is a form not I'm an advocate of self-determination, which is not predicated on the idea that we all go down together, you know, in a very serious way. I don't believe that if one gets lost, that everybody has to get lost just because that one is.